Well, I mean, you know, after the verdict was rendered, you know, we had over 101 marches from east to west coast. And marches and rallies are great, but at the end of the day, the way we really send a true signal to say that we will never, ever want to see another Trayvon Martin in our lifetime, and an incident play out where a young child who's completely innocent is basically, you know, hunted down and killed, and no one is responsible for that. The way we send that message is by, you know, in a way of economics. And, you know, this is not something that I'm saying this is absolute boycott. I'm not saying that, you know, no citizens should travel. I'm not even asking that in the legislation. The legislation just asks city agencies and departments that have procurement power to, you know, reevaluate, you know, the way we're doing business with corporations in Florida. If there's economic neutral opportunities in other places of the country where staying your ground doesn't exist, we should leverage that to go to places who have consistent ideologies as to us as it relates to this particular matter.
Realistically, what will this do? Is this going to force Florida officials to repeal the Stand Your Ground law? They don't seem to be willing to do that.
No, I don't think that. And first and foremost, I don't think that the legislation will be completely repealed. I think that they could at least move in positive directions by putting in certain amendments. But it just calls attention to not only the city of Baltimore, state of Maryland, but to the rest of the country. I mean, you know, maybe other jurisdictions will pick this up, and maybe it will be an effort. I mean, like I said, you know, at one point in time, I think the Trayvon Martin family reported there was 101 marches going on from their perspective, you know, at one time. And, you know, like I said, marches and rallies are great. And I think thousands across the nation came and put their voice together. But, you know, when it relates to economics, you know, economics can drive change.
The city, I know, Baltimore City, does have business with some Florida firms. Most recently, they hired a Florida consulting company to help lead the search for a new fire chief, the national search for a new fire chief. Are you convinced that the mayor is going along with this and that city agencies will go along with this?
No, I'm not at all. And like I've stated several times, I mean, this is not to hurt the city of Baltimore in a financial perspective. I mean, if there's a specific subject matter expertise that we get out of Florida in a way of services, or if there's a deal that, you know, we basically, you know, from a monetary perspective, is an advantage to utilizing Florida, then I'm saying I'm just asking agencies and places with procurement power in the city of Baltimore from a city agency perspective to reevaluate the way money is dispersed. If we can, you know, leverage, a contract with another corporation in another state, then great. I mean, if it's economically net neutral for the city of Baltimore.
Final question, and I was examining some of the reaction to your proposal on Facebook and Twitter last night, and there were a number of people who said, well, you know, other cities and other jurisdictions could do this on Baltimore, against Baltimore, because of the rise in city violence. They may say, put a stop to the violence or we won't do business here. What do you say to that?
That's completely I don't understand that logic. A 17-year-old boy was murdered, and no one is responsible because of failed policies and procedures in this jurisdiction. And, you know, for you to look at systemic issues that plague Baltimore City, like many other urban areas across the country, and decide that you will not support corporations based out of the city, just to me doesn't make sense. But everyone has a right to their opinion.